the top of an ice tower in a place in Erison near the town of Heldren. We are about to embark on some vengeance. Marge has had enough of this tower and these people and friends and loved ones we know dying. And I've had my taste for vengeance. It's been on my mind for years. And when I saw Radisac's face, it came all back to me. The memories of Opara and the betrayers that I swore one day I'd find them and I'd kill them. We've been sneaking around, having to be quiet in here. And I wasn't able to shoot very many things. And boy, I am ready to unload this pistol. I'm right there with Marge. I'm ready to shoot something. And I hope Bulka, this man of the cloth that we just met, who's now bound with us to our quest to save Baba Yaga, I hope he can understand that this is a life or death situation. It's us or them. The time is now to kill these enemies, to take them out, to get out of this tower. And I just hope that he's got the stomach as strong as Vasilisa's to help us get out of this place in one piece. And I'm ready to end this next battle.
Okay.
Same here. Yeah. Same here.
Well, I'm glad we're all on the same page about
Let's kill these people. Kill me. Kill me. Murder my face.
We just have to kill him quietly, though, so no one else shows
killing
up.
Killing me.
I don't have a silencer yet.
With his song.
Killing me song.
We don't have the rights for that. We don't have the rights for that.
With his gun.
Oh, boy. There we go. There we go.
Where's your oil of silence?
No, that's the song we'll sing when he gets oil of silence. When his gun is silent, we'll be like,
there we go.
Valdine, killing me softly with his gun.
All right.
Fabulous. I'm excited.
Me too. So we're going to jump in. Last time you guys made your way, you're searching the middle floor of the Pale Tower, looking for Thora and looking for other stuff you guys might have missed. And eventually you come back to that big banquet hall and you see two women sitting there. You know one of them to be Herstrig, and you know the other one to be Lady Argenti. What? What is she doing here?
Yeah, right?
And you guys...
You seem so surprised.
Yeah, I know. You guys talk, and they're just sitting there munching food, waiting for people to come through the portal, and they're like, yeah, we're just telling them to fuck off. It's magic shit. Who cares? and then you guys learn about Thora. And how Thora... Is
no Mora.
Is no Mora. Yeah. No, Thora. Thora is no Mora.
Bad.
Thora got deaded, and her soul is now in a doll back in Taldor in the Borderwood, sitting in a chicken hut.
That is a really terrible fate.
It is a really terrible
All jokes aside.
So now that's where Thora's spirit is, trapped in Taldor. There's no more portal.
Now we have to go back.
You have no way to send her mommy over there.
Not that we'd want to. Can you imagine?
How do you set them free?
Yeah, but it turns out that your daughter's spirit has been tied to an evil doll in a forest to watch over, you know the Sentinel huts. It's a standard thing.
We just tell her
thing.
She's dead.
Oh, I think she is back at
maybe
hideout right now.
You should go and fight the haunt that is left over from her. I don't think so, guys.
No, we just tell her that her daughter is gone.
No, we will be like, we are so sorry. But Thora was killed, okay? That's all we say.
Marge is so done with rat folk being killed. There's so many
it's
of them.
It's been a rough week for
Dude.
Marge.
Poor Marge.
Not cool.
Anyway, so they say that, and Marge, sword still out from previous fighting, fucking goes for it. Marge has had enough. She's going to kill them all.
Yeah.
But before we do that, let's talk about level 5.
We need to kill these things.
Let's talk about level 5.
Murder.
So, now Bulka wants to kill things.
Right? So end of last season, we leveled up. We never talked about it last episode. So let's talk about it this episode. Third episode after leveling up. Yay. Because I'm interested to see what you guys are looking like heading into your first nicely sized combat.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll tell you about Valdine.
Yeah, let's hear about Valdine.
Yeah, Valdine.
Valdine's a gunslinger, and he is not level dipped in anything else, so it's pretty straightforward. Level 5 is awesome for a gunslinger.
Yes.
You get gun training, which is an amazing, just part of the built-in feats for gunslinger. I add dexterity bonus now to my damage, my damage has been kind of like okay.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be unbelievable, which it's so much fun. I'm so ready for that. I also picked up rapid reload.
Good choice.
Mm-hmm. I can reload faster now. Yep. It's awesome.
Yeah. So instead of a round per shot, right?
If I need to reload my gun, I can reload as a free action.
Nice.
Which is fantastic.
That is
really
fantastic.
Much needed.
So I can at least shoot every round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, that's really good.
Once I'm out of bullets that are already loaded, reloading is faster.
That's really good.
Yep. And I got a bunch of hit points and stuff too.
Oh.
But that's nice, don't worry about that.
Who wants to go next?
I can go next.
All right, let's just go down. Let's just go in order.
So Vasilisa at level 5, the big thing for witches is that they get to unlock third level spells.
Hey.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So
like remove curse.
I may have taken that particular spell.
Yes.
Planned ahead, if you will. So I can't cast any of them yet.
Of course.
I haven't prepared spells at level 5, but I'm going to have some more spells. They're going to be fancy. Some of them are pretty cool. I did also get my level 5 feat. I picked Harrowed, which means once per day, I get to draw a Harrow card because, you know, I'm just so tied to the Harrow. My card for the day gives me a bonus based off of what the suit of the card is. So each suit of the Harrow deck matches with a different ability, dexterity, constitution, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to do it. I'll probably do it at the start of this combat, but I get to be like, bam, this is my Harrow card for the day. Let's go.
Nice.
Sweet.
Very cool.
Power of the cards.
Heart of the cards.
Heart of the cards.
Marge. Yeah.
Well, a couple of good things from Marge. One, I put a rank in linguistics so I can actually speak and understand Scald.
Nice.
Which seems to be an important thing in this part of the country.
Too. A little important. Yeah.
A little important. So that is one reason why she was able to understand that they're talking about Thora.
Yeah, that's right. We talked a bit about that.
Yeah.
She's been immersed for a while.
Been immersed for a while. Mm-hmm. And catching not fully, I would think, fluid in the language, obviously, because it hasn't been that long, but understanding, picking up words here and there, and was able to get the gist of what was going on, which, you know, made all the difference in this combat. And then my level 5 feat, I went with Mounted Combat, and that allows me to absorb a hit that would normally hit Ghost if I do a successful ride check, and I get a bonus feat at level 6. And so this is a setup for what I'm going to be taking at level 6. So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
But it's going to be a while before we level up again, but at least I'm set up for
a really
cool feat next level.
Thinking ahead. Yeah.
Thinking ahead. But now that she doesn't have another rat folk to like my whole character build was.
Can't tell if we're going to die before.
Yeah, is that because you're going to kill her?
We're going to level up really quickly.
Up after this fight.
Right.
I'm trying to read your face.
Right, exactly. But we just got to wink from the GM.
Don't
wrapped in a mystery.
I'm an enigma.
We already know that we're
bacon.
Like 2 levels higher than we're supposed to be.
Right.
Coated in powdered sugar. Continue.
So, I've had to really kind of rethink the direction Marge's character is going in as far as feats, because her original build was based off of having Norm around and their interaction together in combat. And so she was really set up to be an aid and a backup for Norm's character, and now she has to kind of shift gears. And so
where is Norm?
3 feet under.
He's still out there somewhere.
That's enough.
That's right.
He's
we
at the lodge.
Him as deep
he's,
as
he's
he
at the lodge.
Yeah.
Just waiting for us back.
3 feet under. So I'm definitely gearing more towards my mount and cavalier and you know, riding Ghost. And
nice.
So that'll be fun to play with that more.
Very cool. And what about Bulka? What does a 5th level cleric get?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Talk to us about Bulka.
So all I get is more spell slots of my regular spells.
So here's a question that I am interested in knowing. At what level did Bulka take the level dip?
First.
Okay.
Ooh.
If story-wise, it's first.
Yeah.
As long as, is it possible for your favored class to be your second class?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Okay, then it was first and...
you gave it away.
I can't unhear it.
Well, that doesn't have to go on the final recording.
I can't unhear
Zach.
It.
I know James knows, and I'm talking to James. You guys are... Were you guys eavesdropping?
Well, here's the thing.
Like, even if we keep it in, Oracle is such a deep and varied class. That doesn't give away much.
And it shares the exact same spell list with clerics.
Oh, man.
Which is why no one will be able to figure it out.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a divine spellcaster. Yeah.
But
it's very cool.
So for those of
you... But what's his
curse? For those of
you mystery?
Sitting at the table...
It's a mystery. Your mystery is a mystery.
Do you want to keep that? I mean, we could do that.
So I'm okay with whatever you want to do.
I'm just low-key going to be trying to figure out your curse this whole time. Not going to lie.
The curse is pretty cool. I don't know how often it's going to
happen. Because oracles are cursed, right?
Yeah.
We're cursed and we're mysterious.
They have a curse and a mystery.
Yeah. Yep.
And archetypes.
Well, also, he's not a regular dwarf either, which I think might have to do with it. Which is really cool.
Peculiar dwarf.
Yeah. Very peculiar.
He's a dwarf.
Have
right?
I seen Blood right? of Bleed
he's
yet?
He's not like other dwarves.
Well,
black-blooded.
I do keep saying different. Things like, oh, he looks like a normal dwarf, or he's about as tall as a dwarf, kind of like referencing to the that race.
But not outright saying he's a dwarf. Yeah. So there's two layers to this mystery of both.
He's so mysterious.
Class and race.
I like this mystery.
But at the odd levels coming up, you will be able to figure it out more because for the next 3 feats I'm taking are all racial feats.
Oh.
So for the next 6 levels, like he's just going to become more and more.
What he is.
Like whatever the hell he
whatever
is.
Whatever the race he is.
More of what he is.
Okay.
All right.
And
all
I think
right.
he's going to live. He's a strong healer. I think he might be able to survive a few more levels and hopefully we'll get to some of those. I really want to get to those feats.
I know.
I like it.
Okay, let's right, play.
Moving on.
Moving yes, on. Marge,
yeah.
You decided to spring into action. You are the only person acting in this surprise round.
And I got to ask, I don't really listen to the show. I'm not a fan. But in the last episode.
You'd be surprised how common that is. There's like, what, 7 billion people? And we have like 10, 50 that listen to us.
We're uncommon still.
And like 10 that actually enjoy it.
We're growing.
We have like 200 listeners.
I said 250.
Oh.
There's potential.
Shit, I heard 50.
Thanks for correcting me down to 200.
Damn it.
come on.
Hey. We aren't that good.
And we're all part of the 200.
But I reiterate, only about a dozen that actually enjoy the show.
Oh, come on.
The rest of them just listen to be polite.
We love you, dozen patrons. Heart.
What are you saying?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
what's going on,
go
Zach?
Ahead.
My question was, I don't remember who it was that specifically said, both of them were talking, but which one was it that specifically was like, oh yeah, Thor's
Herstag.
Soul.
Herstig.
It was Herstig.
It was Herstig Orlov.
Yeah,
that mentioned Thor's soul.
Yeah, then gonna, yeah, that's exactly who I'm, okay. I mean, that's who I'm closest to. Anyway, when that is who I'm going to
basically
attack.
A pounce
okay,
attack
go for
at
it.
Point.
So yes, I would tell Ghost to move and Ghost would take it's just a 5-foot step to get up to Herstag. So.
Yep.
5-foot step.
Cool.
I've had just about enough of this place.
Surprise. Ghost
surprise. Ghost moved 5 feet.
We're right. ready. We're in position.
So Ghost moves 5 feet towards Herstrig. And we go to the top of round one. Valdeen.
I'm actually torn between Valdeen shooting Herstrig right now and waiting and just holding.
Cool. You should... make that choice.
I know.
I mean,
I like your thought process though.
Marge didn't come out and say, I'm gonna kill you all. She's just like, I've had just about enough of this place. And then Ghost steps forward 5 feet.
She did also raise her sword.
She did. So, so part of it is Valdeen's mental state. He's been thinking about revenge ever since he saw the face of Radisac.
Right.
So he has been thinking of his past and the betrayal he faced and some of the things that have been going on. And so in his head, he's like, well, he's here. He's also slightly in the past at the moment. And he gets his gun out and he's going to shoot at Herstig. He's going to level his gun and just aim across the sights and he's going to just let off a shot right at Herstig.
Nice.
My new best friend. No.
Sorry, Bulka.
Come on, Bulka. You were going to kill her too, right?
No, we were getting so close and I wanted to ask her where she gets her hair done.
All right, this is going to be a roll to attack against touch. See, 14. Does a 15 against touch hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. That's going to be 13 damage.
Excellent.
Oof. And a loud gunshot.
And a very loud gunshot.
Yes. Rings throughout.
Chicka bow wow.
Gunshots.
Gunshots in the middle of the night in the Tower of Ice.
You know how, like, if ice cracks, it kind of can sound like a gunshot?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's just ice. Yeah.
Maybe they just think the tower's falling down. No Whoa. Biggie.
And they
no
all
biggie.
Run and leave.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay. And then I'm not going to move. Only hope. I'll stay right where I am. I'm good.
Okay. Perfect. I have to read something real quick. Da, 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 da.
No. I'm a little scared when he reads.
You know, it is disconcerting when he reads or rolls dice or
does everyone does feel this way? When your game master just kind of pauses to consult anything,
yeah.
Do you feel
a little scared?
A little bit, yeah. Just like this fear seed has been planted in your chest, and you're like, oh, crap.
A fear
that's never
seed.
Good. Mm. It's never good.
Fear Seed is the name of my new alternative band.
Nice.
Are they still making those
yeah.
alternative bands?
They are, yeah. James is now moving
James.
About the room.
Oh,
he's
man.
Getting up.
It's scarier up. What when is you he decide doing? You have to move around.
He's
what are you
doing? He's a chair. He's standing on the chair.
He's acquiring three chairs. He's lifting a chair.
Shaking.
Oh,
he's
no.
Shaking
he's
it.
Trying like, to decide how heavy chairs are.
And
shit.
If Harris
is someone going to throw a chair at us? Are we about to get some WW?
Oh, he's over the ropes.
Hi. My name's James. I just did a real world test for a wooden chair.
Oh, no.
They're heavy, aren't they?
They're pretty heavy.
They're awkward, too.
They are.
What is your strength in real life?
A plus.
He's about like a fourth of a hairstick.
I'm at like plus one.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
I mean,
above
I could
average.
Look up. I could look up my strength chart and be like, "Yeah, I could lift that," or "No, I couldn't lift that." But I don't want to do that because I'm.
Are you raging, James?
No.
What about when you're raging?
Okay.
When I'm raging, I think I'm just frustrated and crying. So.
Oh.
I don't. I think everything goes down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you okay. stronger than a hedgehog?
Irish isn't.
Yes. Anyway, I think.
Well,
I think
no.
Wooden chairs weigh like 25 pounds.
Yeah, these are pretty stout chairs.
These are nice chairs. So Hatch has a wonderful move that I just read called telekinesis.
Oh. Yeah.
And he is going to fling a chair across the table at Hairstick.
Yes.
So it is a plus 5 to hit versus Hairstick's flat-footed AC.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was going to fling the chair that she's sitting in.
Hit.
That'd be so much.
Well, that would be too much weight at that point.
No, but the chair would go, and Hairstick would just fall on her butt.
So Hatch is going to deal a whopping 2 points of damage to Hairstick.
Physics works.
But she's very upset about that.
So that was cool. Way to go, Hatch. And now we get to go to...
Uh-oh, he's got more clips.
Garthek.
I mean, if it
Who?
Happened quickly Garthek. Enough, maybe she Garthek. Thinks
Garthek?
That damage and loud noise was just the chair, Garthek. Not a bullet.
Garthek.
Garthek.
It's their turn.
Is that fake Argentine?
That's fake Argentine!
Nice.
Oh.
Okay, so wonderful fake Argentine. Garth.
I'm just going to call her fake Balor with her mask on.
Cool.
Oh,
make it more complicated.
At least Balor had the decency
Lady
to wear a mask.
Lady Argentine 3.0.
Garthek is going to leap out of her chair towards Valdine. She'll take a 5-foot step as a free action, and then she's going to
bring it on.
Her like beautifully painted fingernails like grow and they bleed out of her fingers a little bit, kind of like saber tooth.
She's not human, is she?
No, of course not.
Not at all.
And she's gonna claw Valdine. Valdine, are you ready?
I'm ready.
She swipes at you with her two claws for 10 to hit.
Nope, that's
okay,
a miss.
Yeah. So 10. I rolled 2 twos for that.
Oof.
So Oof. She misses. Maybe catches a little bit of your shirt. I have no idea what your AC is.
Whoa,
Marge! So Hairstag is now like, you
Very
see
true.
In her eyes that she's registering what's happening. But she hasn't had a chance to act yet. What do you do?
Marge is going to yell as a swift action. I'm going to get you!
Yay.
And
the standard march challenge.
The standard march challenge. That which means all of my allies get a plus 2 when they are attacking Hairstick.
Okay. Yeah.
And then she's going to swipe with her sword.
Yeah, nice. Swipe it. Swipe right, bitch.
That is going to be a 20 to hit.
Fuck. Get boned, Hairstick. Please continue to murder her.
13 points of slashing damage, and Ghost will take a bite.
Do it.
That's an 18 to hit.
Hit.
7 points of damage and attempt to grapple.
She's limp.
Nice.
You can auto grapple if you want.
Yeah.
She goes limp. Like, she gets hit by a chair and she looks up and then, like, you
Marge
slash her.
Slashes her.
And then Ghost bites her and she just goes. Plop. You want to grapple the dead body? I mean, the knocked out body?
I mean, I think that that's what would end up happening.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to grab
on and
cool.
Keep grabbing on, yeah.
So that happens. Let me...
Which means...
Condrain.
Condrain.
Oh, yeah, do that. That's important.
That is important. So it's a 1d2 con damage. So that's going to be a 1. 1 con damage.
1 con damage.
Still, that can make a difference.
It can, for sure.
Anyway, Hairstick has to roll a con save now.
Okay.
Because she's knocked out. And I know the result of that. And we move on to Rix.
Gee, thanks, James.
What?
That's how it should go.
I know. It's great. It's just like I was ready. I was ready for a result, and I'll never know.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. Can Rix do anything cool that I might have missed before?
Secretly, he's a bard.
He can make people sleep.
He gives us all a inspiration.
He's going to fly, and he's going to land on top of Bulka's head. And he's going to go, fucking get him, man. And he is going to roll to aid on your next attack.
Aww.
Ooh.
He fails. He got a 3.
He tried.
But he tried.
Baby.
And you probably don't like him hanging out in your halo. So.
Yeah, because if he's on my head, I do have my halo on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's like sitting in the middle of it, and he's like dancing all sexily and being like, yeah, shoot. Get him. Yeah, fucking go. Vasilisa, it's your turn.
Oh. Dermo, I was not ready for this. I'm going to start by using a free action to be super fast with my deck. Drakkar. The Liar. Which is a card from the suit of Crowns. Crowns are four.
Is it just
charisma?
Like
charisma.
So okay. That means I get a +2 on a charisma check today.
Nice.
That's my harrowed draw for the day.
For those of you who cannot see the card, it is not a small harp. It is a snake woman.
Yes.
Otherwise known as a Lamia.
Yes.
If you
She's
played
holding
Rise
a dead
of the Rune
bouquet
Lords,
of flowers.
Just think of those Lamia
yep.
bitches.
I
you remember them.
Rise of the Rune
oh,
Lords.
Gail mm-hmm. hated
you
that.
You remember
so much.
Them, those snake bitches.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were snake hoes.
Killed my brother.
You killed me.
I will continue to hold the Liar. And I will say, oh. You fake Argentine. You are definitely a liar, so this card is for you.
Nice.
And I will cast Ill Omen on the card, because that's okay. Just like one of the only spells I have left today. I've had a day. And I will chuck my Ill Omen imbued card at this woman who looks like Lady Argentine, whose name Vasilisa does not know.
True.
Get her, Lisa!
I see 2 digits on
There's
that die.
There's a lot of 11s going on today.
I rolled an 11, which is actually when I add my bonuses.
This die goes to 11.
There's it. So that is a 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
Does it hit her regular AC or just touch?
It hits her regular AC.
Oh, jeez. Guess who's getting slashed with card damage
nice.
Then? Oh, I'm going to roll a D4 against this
Do
bitch.
Do it.
Paper cut.
Oh, right. She is taking 3 whole damages.
Yeah, yeah.
Piercing for some reason, even though you'd think
Not
it would
slashing?
Be slashing.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they sharpened corners on the card?
Apparently.
I don't know. I don't make these decisions. Someone else wrote these rules, guys.
So
and then
happens?
I look at what Ill Omen does, because I haven't cast a spell for a little while. Fake Argentine has bad luck. She's going to need to not get a saving throw. Bow, 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 bow. But does she have spell resistance?
No, she doesn't, but she...
Oh, what a fucking
what
loser.
What kind of effect is this?
What a loser. For the next 5 rounds, or until it is discharged, on the next d20 roll this target makes, she's going to have to roll twice and take the less favorable result.
That's awesome.
What an idiot.
What kind of spell effect is this?
It is enchantment, compulsion, curse, mind affecting.
Nice.
Wow.
Cool.
That's a lot.
Here's the thing, though. I have 5 caster levels, so she gets Ill Omen twice.
Oh.
I'm level 5, bitches. So that means her next 2 d20 rolls are unlucky because she's dumb. Yeah, the luck's on our side. Fortune for me, ill omen for you. The end. Good job, me. That will definitely
way to go.
Be helpful, right? Yeah, yeah. That's my last.
I mean, I think she's probably going to die before she has to roll any more d20s.
Yeah.
Bulka, you're up.
Hello.
I don't know how I want to play this.
That's fair.
Like, I don't even care. I'll take a penalty.
Cool. I'm okay with this train of thought.
So when you level us up, normally when people don't level up until they rest, but you level us up a little bit early and say, okay, the only thing is you don't get your spells. So what I did to get around this is at level 5, I took a feat that converts one of my spell-like abilities that I already had into something else.
That's smart.
Ooh. Nice.
So it is my daylight spell, which normally I can cast, and it converts my daylight spell into I can reach out with the palm of my hand and point the palm of my hand at something and fire my daylight spell out of
That's
me.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. At Balor.
Balor, yeah.
At Bloody Balor.
Bloody Blur.
And Bulka's just like the fingernails coming out and the blood and everything, and seeing that, it's like he's already was bothered by Vasilisa's blood drinking and by Marge's sleep stabbing. You're stabbing in your sleep again. he definitely felt like this was a lesser of two evils thing. But now just hearing that not only was Thor killed, but like her soul is being punished on top of that, like that crosses a line. And maybe it is a lesser of two evils or whatever, but Thora was good and pure. And that's one thing he can be sure about and know. Mm. Like, he doesn't know whose side he's on, but he's definitely on Thora's side. So he is going to fire that blast of just radiant sunlight out of his hand. But also with his left hand, I want to swat at Vrix. I want to knock Vrix off my head.
That's cool.
Oh.
All right. And then this just radiant ray of light flies out of my hand and flies right past fake Balor.
Okay.
Hey, what the fuck, man? What are you doing?
Vrix is distracting me.
That's fair. Top of round 2, Valdeen.
Time to fire off another shot. Oh, yeah. We
fire a bullet.
Fire away.
We have rights to none of these songs.
I like that we started singing the same song, but at different points.
Right? We're all going to get sued for these songs we keep using here.
All right, Valdeen, if you say
so.
All
right, so listen, that's a 29 against your touch there.
Yeah.
How's that do?
Good.
It does good.
All right. Good.
So that's a 10 points of damage there.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. That's a good churn.
Yep.
Hatch is going to go. He's going to use his telekinesis again, and that is going to miss as another chair kind of flies past her from the other side of the table, and it smashes against the wall. And then we're going to go to fake Balor, fake Argenti with the super spooky claws, who is going to full withdraw.
Oh, no.
That's right. Run, bitch.
Oy, lol.
Oh.
And she's going to full withdraw over to... the green sky. Yeah, she's going to run to the other end of the table. And she gets over there and she speaks the incantation and the portal glows. Marge, it's your turn.
Most terrible.
Okay. I would like to, if I could, whether it's a ride or an acrobatics check, jump off of the back of Ghost. So I'm on the table.
I just realized the incantation we learned was all geared at, like, going to the next level, going upwards. Do we know that incantation to get back down?
It's got
to
be the same one.
Because the incantation is all like, I want to go to the dining hall.
You know, that's something that they didn't give me in the book.
But I don't want to go to the dining hall. I want to go back down to the barracks.
Even if you guys don't know it, you just heard her say it.
That's true.
Yeah. I memorized what she just said.
Do we need to do, like, a perception check for did we hear what she said well enough?
Sure.
I'm sorry, guys. I was just thinking about...
No, we heard it just fine. Just cut that part out.
I
heard
notes, it. And I was like, wait, my notes
she screams, bitch, take me to the bottom.
Now, Ghost is a medium creature, so I would assume that I'm not too far between Ghost's back and the tabletop to be close.
Yeah, I mean, it's close. I'm just looking what a dismount is.
Bitch, take me
it's
to the
ride
bottom.
It's a ride check, usually.
Title.
Right, but what kind of action?
Gotcha.
If you were good, I bet it'd be a move. I bet I bet there's some level like at level 12.
Even if it is a move,
now.
I would still not be able to reach.
If you were good.
So could you like,
I could ride around,
you're trying to do
honestly.
An acrobatics, right? It's an acrobatics trick you're trying to do, right? To
well,
tackle the
I'm wondering if it might not be better to stay on the back of Ghost and just go around the table because I could reach her. Well, I'm thinking action. Oh, is it a free action?
Yeah, give me a red check.
25.
Yeah, you're fine.
Jesus Christ.
So
I have a base 10.
If you get hit off of your mount, you can do a ride check to do a soft fall, which is free, which means you land on your feet, and that's only a 15. So you're doing it intentionally. So you're fine. Yeah, you hop off and you're on the table. Now, what do you want to do?
I'm
flinging yourself at fake Argentine.
Yeah, but I'm second guessing what I'm doing.
I believe in you, Amanda slash Marge.
Well, then, I'm going to put Marge on here. I can move easily to where fake Argentine is.
Yep, that's like 15 feet.
And you're like taller than her because you're standing on a table.
No, I'm about the same height as her because I'm small.
Oh, yeah, but like I'm imagining that she's not probably 6 feet tall.
Is she facing the portal? Is Marge about to stab her in the back?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, Marge isn't going to let her get away because if she gets away, whoa,
that's bad.
All right, here we go. I'm going to attack.
Marge is just smart, okay?
Yes. You saw that, huh?
I did, yes.
It's going to be a 27.
Yeah, that hits. Give me that sweet, sweet demo G's.
That's going to be 6 damage.
Okay.
Damn it. And Ghost is actually, it's Ghost's turn. Mm.
Do it, Ghost.
And Ghost can move around the table.
Okay.
And attack.
Bite that bitch.
Yep, pin him down.
I should have
maybe, we'll see. 17?
What she is.
17 hits, so Ghost drops hair stick.
Right. Cool. Ghost is like, what? I'm not supposed to hold this woman anymore? We're biting that one? Okay.
5 points of damage and an attempt to grapple.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's not as good as I'd like it to be. That's only going to be a 9.
Yeah, that fails.
Yeah, dang it.
Vrix's turn.
Hey, what the fuck, man? I'm just trying. Fine, fuck you.
And Vrix will fly over to Marge.
Go aid somebody else.
Oh, yeah, no. And the only person who likes him less.
And rolls to aid.
Oh.
Ooh, he's going to aid you. That's smart, actually. Good job, Vrix.
That's all he can do.
It's a good plan.
It's just
aid someone who can actually do something.
Yeah, but it's going to be
her turn
before.
I like to think,
he fails.
I like to think that Vrix was like, wait, I can't hit people. But I just distracted Bulka. Maybe I can distract the enemy. And that's how he aids people, is that he flies up and he's like, ah, look, I'm a really irritating little guy. Whoa.
So, yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
That's how
so
he
what
aids.
Vrix does is he flies over and he, like, goes between the mirror and this fake lady, Argentine, and is like,
you're going to get stabbed through the heart, and then I'm going to eat it.
It's dark. Like aiding the attack by trash talking the target.
Yeah. Vasilisa, you're up.
He's like a mascot.
Oh,
he's a good guy.
Even going on in here? I would like to do a knowledge check.
Okay.
For what the fuck this fake lady Argentine?
Can you do a knowledge check for bloody fingernails?
Yeah.
I saw her grow weird claws, so I'm like, wait, she's not human, is she? Huh. Knowledge, something I hope I have. Planes, arcana, local?
Nature.
Nature. That is a 15.
What do you want to know? You get one thing.
What is she?
She is a doppelganger.
Oh, a doppelganger.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, is a doppelganger the same as a faceless?
No.
They're different, right?
They're different. When they change shape, they can actually take on the memories and the mannerisms and all of the spell-like and special abilities of the people they copy.
Good thing Lady Argentine doesn't have any spell-like special abilities.
Yeah, she's not a 10th level wizard.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Why would you think that?
Thank goodness.
Because you told us she was like a brawler. Barroom brawler.
Yeah, you told us that.
But is this Argentine or Balor? Which one did they capture?
Oh, did they copy Balor, who's definitely a 10th level wizard prize? We learned that about her real fast by how scared she was of a random witch.
You know they're a doppelganger. You know they can steal people's lives.
Oh, you stupid, lying doppelganger woman. I'm going to let my paranoia get the better of me.
Ooh.
I'm going to step forward
Okay.
to where Herstig's body is. And I would like to just do a heal check for my turn and be like, is Herstig dead?
Give me perception.
Is she dead, dead? 19.
She's stable.
Yes, bitch. I don't exactly...
Pull out a card and slit her throat.
Yes.
I mean, that's then not how they work. It technically takes like a swift action to imbue my cards with enough magic that they can actually do damage.
Okay, so can't
so
do that.
I'm going to...
Choke her out. What do you do? Sorry,
I'm going
please.
To end my turn
okay.
by drawing a dagger. I'll be like, don't worry, everyone. I shall kill this Herstig next turn. And I shall be ready.
Bulka! Yes. End of round two. What do you want to do? You see some murders happening.
I want to head through the portal.
Do it.
Whoa. Does she... I mean, she's going to get an AOO on me, mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Yep.
So I'm just going to try and... And it's already activated. I'm just going to try and go through it.
Okay. You go through it.
Oh, shit.
What?
I need everyone to roll me a perception check.
Oh, my God.
Except for Bulka.
17.
16.
17. Valentine.
Everyone sees this except for Bulka. Bulka, you run and you kind of push past her and you're expecting the hit, but it never comes. Maybe you assume she misses. Everybody else, you see her, like, and she kind of goes for it, but she doesn't seem to have the chutzpah to swipe.
Ooh.
And Bulka goes through
I think she's staggered.
The portal as a move action.
Bye, Bulka. Ooh.
See you guys. always remember me.
This isn't going to be a problem at all. It's fine. It's fine.
You said split the party earlier. I thought you were joking.
Oh, no.
Well,
Bulka,
you know,
never,
Bulka's going to be there when she comes through the other side.
Bulka never tell joke.
Yeah, never. That's so not
Everything's
Bulka.
Everything's so serious.
I don't understand the sarcasm that this new Bulka guy uses.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bulka. You come down on the bottom floor. You're back in the room with the hot spring and the water elemental. Immediately, you see that the door to your right is open. You look in and you can see some bunks. You see a couple guards in their pyjamas, kind of haphazardly with armor on, just like sitting on their beds, chatting a little bit. And you hear more voices coming from deeper inside of the hall.
Do they seem alarmed or startled? I because of the gun went off. Do they seem like they're reacting? They have reacted to that. Or are they just kind of talking?
They're just kind of talking.
Okay, cool.
Top of round three, Valdine.
Save us all, Valdine.
Valdine, what do?
I would like to shoot the doppelganger that I now know is a doppelganger.
Okay. Please
and
do.
And Marge is not in your way because I'm on the table.
That.
You do that. Please do that.
Here's the roll.
I'm just busy shaking one of those strawberry shortcakes off of your foot. Ugh.
Yeah, 28 to
give me damage.
So damage is going to be 11 damage.
You see her just like take the bullet and she goes like flies a little back and she goes to the side and falls next to the mirror.
Okay. Then I go ahead and move forward up to where Marge is, like right next to Marge.
Perfect. So you run across the table and you stand next to Marge and you guys are at eye level with each other for the first time ever. Hatches.
Hey, Valdine.
You look different from this hat, Marge.
Nice eyes.
Hatch's turn. Hatch, the cute little domovoy. Hatch is going to move through the portal. Pops through the portal. Lands next to Bulka.
Hey, what are we doing? Be cool. Be cool. Okay.
You guys are out of combat. Marge, what do you do?
Now that I see everyone's down, I'm going to walk over to Ghost and from on top
Remount.
Of the table, jump back on Ghost's back. Do I need to roll a ride?
No.
Okay.
You just do that because it's awesome.
Yeah. Just walk on to Ghost. That's fine.
Amazing.
I'm going to coup de grace Herstig now.
Nice. Cool.
I have a dagger in my hand. I'm ready.
Kill her.
I shall search her body.
There's no... She's way past zero. Yeah. I mean, even if she passes her fortitude, you still do damage and it kills her.
Dope.
She was at like one.
Cool.
Bulka
is going to dispel his halo.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Good call. Now what?
And he's going to shout at everyone. Men, the tower is under attack from the top. Herstig has fallen. Radusek has fallen. I do not know where Vasilyovna is. I do not know. The tower, I think, is cracking and coming down. You must evacuate now. And then I start to head for, like, make it look like I'm heading for an exit.
Diplomacy, intimidate, what do you want to call this?
I'd like it to be diplomacy because
that's fine, yeah.
I didn't really lie.
You didn't lie.
I mean, the tower is not really...
I'm not going to make you do a... I could make you do a bluff check.
I mean, the tower isn't coming down.
You're trying to persuade them to leave.
You're lying about it, but also
you're trying to intimidate them into leaving because it's dangerous.
Well, I don't want to intimidate them. I want them to feel like I'm helpful. I don't want to help... I'm not trying to
scare them
necessarily.
Give me bluff or diplomacy. I'm happy with either.
23 diplomacy.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Who are you?
I am from Rollsby. It's not important.
He is from Rollsby. Oh, I was with guards. We went there. He killed the fireball. I told you about
it. Oh, you're the fireball guy.
Yeah, he's the fireball guy. We should listen to him.
A lot of bad accents happening.
I don't care. I love it.
Okay, let me grab my kitten.
Oh, no, there's a kitten.
Yeah, good idea. Like let's grab all of the puppies and the kittens.
All right, is this in the book? I need you to show me in the book.
You see them go over, and they pick up a box that says puppies and kitties, and it's full of, like, daggers and shit.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm shitting you. All right, yeah. They everyone starts to move out.
Yes, good. Orderly fashion is good. It's not safe. It's not safe in here.
Cool. They start to hustle. Nice. What's going on upstairs?
I'm searching Herstig's body.
And I will search the doppelganger.
Oh, I hope Boca isn't doing anything stupid downstairs.
You know, we should go downstairs and keep heading out.
It's a matter
probably,
of opinion, I suppose.
But I'm a little worried, and I should just... Okay, let's see if these people have anything upon them.
Real quick check for some valuable items, and we'll move on.
Geez.
Let's be quick.
Yep. Just take a moment.
Mo, this is just not a great situation, you know?
He seems to know what he's doing.
There's a troll down there, you know? Remember the troll?
Well, I doubt he's going to just go run to the troll and say, hey, attack me.
Well, hurry up and check the bodies, you guys. Okay. Come on.
It's real touchy. Yeah.
Vasilisa, you start to go through Herstig's stuff on her body. You find a masterwork greatsword. A masterwork throwing axe, a magical cloak, and two keys. One of them is a regular key, the other one is a magical teleporter key.
Oh.
That's what you find on her. And on the doppelganger, you find some pretty clothes.
Valdine, if you want to put these like masterwork weapons into that bag that is on... Of holding,
sure,
I shall
here, toss them in.
Identify this cloak.
Hatch comes through the portal.
That is on my person, by the way. The bag of holding.
Oh, like, everyone just chill.
Nope, I've got it with the silver bars.
Hey, excuse me.
Yes, so, what hatch? What is it?
Just chill here for.
We're chilling.
Yeah, chill here for a minute.
Why are we chilling, Hatch?
Because Volka's getting rid of the guards.
Ugh, what is Volka doing now?
Telling him the tower's collapsing.
What?
They're running for their lives. It's
They're
great.
Going to figure it out when the tower does not collapse. He knows
Well,
that.
You know,
right.
They don't know that yet, but at least they're out of our way for the next section.
Ugh, Dermo, this is such a mess. I shall just identify this cloak, which is 24 for my spellcraft.
Cloak of resistance plus.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'm wearing one right now. You're right. I should have just recognized it. Who needs some resistance right now? Uh-huh. Who needs it?
We can probably figure that out.
Hold on, I'll go tell him.
And Hatch goes back through the portal. He's invisible.
Volka?
Yes.
They think that everyone's going to figure out you're lying when they see the tower doesn't collapse.
Okay, tell them to collapse the tower then.
Okay.
All right, Valdine, start
guys,
shooting.
It's me, Hatch. I'm back. I went through the tunnel again. Volka says, oh, shit, you're right. Quick, collapse the tower.
That's not a thing which we can just... Oh, dear.
Okay, hold on.
Son
hey,
of a
Volka.
Suka.
Oh, Hatch. Hello.
They say they can't do that. They don't know how.
Oh, have they tried being creative?
No. No.
Hold on. Hey, guys, it's me, Hatch. Volka says try harder.
Well, I think we just need to go down. Let's just go down the portal.
Okay, first off, is anyone not wearing a magical shoulder slot item?
Hatch and Vrix raise their hands.
Well, Valdine shouldn't be wearing a shoulder one either.
Because he has mule back. It already takes up that slot.
Oh, the mule back. I can't fit. And I've got the Yeti cloak, so I'm fine.
Okay, is Bulka wearing a magical cloak? No, if I remember my memory.
Can we drape it over Ghost?
I'm picturing Bulka in my head.
Bulka, do you have a magic cloak on?
It is a resistance plus one. Is that?
They're fairly common. Wear this cloak, okay?
Okay.
I put the cloak upon. I hold it out because Hatch is invisible. Okay. Put it on. Do it.
It is the size of three of him.
I know, but it resizes because it's a magical item. We established this with Yeti cloak.
Oh, wow. How do I look? I've never worn cloak.
You're invisible, Hatch. What do you expect me to say?
Pretty, but fine.
Look, I'm sure you're pretty if I could see you, but I can't see invisible Faye, okay?
How long are we?
You guys don't hear your response?
Bulka, do you think I'm pretty?
Yes, of course.
All right, let's go. Let's go. And
I mean, your hair is lovely, and that's kind of like all your whole thing.
I hope you have fun editing this part.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm excited to hear it.
Marge on the back of Ghost is going to go through the portal.
Cool.
She's ready.
Valdine steps in behind you and follows you through. Cool.
Vasilisa follows at the rear. I'm in the rear, please.
Are the guards gone?
Yeah.
When they come through?
They left.
Enough time passed?
Yeah, they grabbed a couple things and they hustled out.
Now, we have like our secret back way out of here with the vine and the rope, right? Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I need Marigold, Bulka. No.
But she would be downstairs.
I need to go into the courtyard, please. But I need my donkey.
Yes, no, I agree. We should
Hatch is invisible. Maybe Hatch should go find...
donkey is just not
Yes,
there.
Hatch is invisible. He should go find...
Could just untie
Hatch.
Marigold and
Marigold
bring her to
us. See where he's at.
There's a...
Can you go get my donkey for... No, but then how do we get out? Donkey can't climb down walls.
No, but donkey should be on ground floor. Yes, at stables.
Yes, where the troll is and the dragon statue.
Oh, but in all the confusion in Michigas, that they should be able to just... A donkey should walk by unnoticed, you think?
Yep. But how outside? Hatch. Are there any really valuable things on this floor of the tower which we should definitely grab? Second, but way more important, can you lead a donkey? She is the bestest of donkeys, but also not exactly well-trained. Can you lead her maybe out of the tower to meet us next to my beanstalk? You are definitely most handsome in that cloak. It's just that you do not need the cloak to make you more beautiful because you are so naturally beautiful.
You're trying to butter up Hatch, though? What are you doing?
He is a good house spirit, the best I've ever met, and he can definitely save my donkey.
You're trying to butter up the DM is what you're trying to do.
Hatch. I just need you to save my ass for me, please.
Oh, God.
He's a good ass. The best, even.
Does Hatch realize this thinly veiled attempt at persuasion?
I have a plus two to a charisma check.
He might if he were still here.
Oh, no.
You said,
he already left
you
to go save the
go
donkey.
Go save my donkey. Yeah. And he said, okay. And then he left.
He's gone. You've been talking to the air.
Because your head is invisible.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say he
I'm
left.
You're just standing there.
Hoping. Keep talking. Keep trying to butter him up.
And then just like this long pause.
I have to figure some stuff out. Hold on. Because Hatch went to go do what you told him because he likes you.
Okay.
Oh, you know, we don't want to, you know, have to deal with that water elemental. We should just keep going.
Feet.
Yeah, you guys look over at the fountain and there's a water elemental like doing the head thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Just like waves at you guys.
I wave at it.
Hello.
Valdine waves at it.
I appreciate what you do here.
And she casts spark.
And Vasilisa gives a thumbs up. I remember the thing which I was told by Hatch, which is to not cast the fire spells.
To not be me.
But I have so many burning hands prepared. I just want to, you know. Do you ever just feel that urge inside, like flames?
Oh, I totally get it, yeah.
Flames. Oh, I've seen Marge. You are definitely more impulsive than before.
This episode's going to be Exhibit A in Elizabeth's arson trial. Do you ever just feel like the
flames.
Need for the flames?
Flames on the side
burning,
of my face.
Burning my face.
Burning face.
Flames.
Hey.
Thank you.
She wouldn't listen to me, but you can go get her. Everyone's gone.
Oh, really? Yeah. Everyone is gone, yeah, including the troll?
Yeah, the troll was trying to get her to move, but she was scared of him.
Good.
So she would, like,
She's a sensible donkey.
No, the troll wasn't strong enough. And the troll was like, I don't speak giant. That's what trolls speak. So the troll just left with everyone else after a little bit. So it's open. Yes. Okay. But she doesn't know me.
I'm going to go. Okay.
I tried to tell her that she was a good donkey and that she was
She
pretty.
Mostly speaks Taldane, unfortunately.
That's what I like to be told.
No, I call her that all the time. But, she is a beautiful... Here, Hatch,
you're gorgeous,
let me speak. Let me teach you a phrase in Taldane common.
Well, we should go right now, though. You know, on the way, you can talk.
I'll teach him later. I was just going to teach him how to say my.
I don't know how long the guys are
going to
be done for. We gotta get going now.
Well, I'm gonna go get Marigold, okay?
Well, let's all go together.
Yeah,
good idea. Okay, I go.
You go.
Marigold! I call out into the courtyard. Marigold! My beautiful donkey!
Oh, shush!
I want to do, like, crazy perception checks everywhere to see
Hatch said everyone
there's I'd like to do a perception check, too.
Marge will be doing the same.
Give me those checks as you guys exit the tower, not from whence you came. You pass by two statues of naked hot ladies again, made of ice, of course, and you walk through the big double doors that are beset with spikes pointing outward, and you guys enter the courtyard for the first and last time
before you die.
I'm just assuming you're never coming back here, and so you'll be dead. But you enter the courtyard and you guys see this like large ice dragon sculpture just sitting on a plinth in the center with spikes kind of gyrating out from the plinth.
Gyrating.
They look very phallic.
Jutting.
There we go.
Jutting.
Yeah.
There we go. It's like, whoa.
And kind of like a five-pointed star pattern out from the plinth.
And we all start gyrating.
Is a plinth? I don't know what a plinth is. Is a plinth like a stripper pole or what is?
Plinth is like a big brick.
Pedestal.
That stuff.
Like a dais.
Like a large pedestal.
Yeah. And you guys look around and you see multiple stables. You see areas of the stables that are just open. And there's there's no one here except for in one of the stables, you see Marigold.
Does she have her full saddlebags and everything? She's naked?
Yes.
Marigold, where did you put my stuff?
Ghost got a 20 and Marge got a 28
I can't speak donkey. Oh, I got a 22, actually.
25 for Valdino perception.
Cool, yeah. You guys look around. You see a couple different things. You see most of the kennels themselves are empty. You see one kennel next to Marigold that has, like, all of her shit just kind of, like, laid out. You can see that they were looking through it. And then you see another kennel that is kind of, like, there's kind of a big blanket with like hay underneath it. It's kind of weird, but there looks like there might be some shit stacked away in there because it's all lumpy.
If everyone wants to check a lumpy blanket, I need someone to help me, please, to reload my Marigold.
I'll check the lumpy blanket.
And I
so I head over to that. Bulko, you want to give me a hand?
I'm going to immediately check Marigold's stuff because I really want to make sure my Haro kit is in there.
Marge and Ghost will follow Vasilisa.
Cool.
Haro mat, Haro box.
All your shit's there.
Everybody, please help me. Marge, will you help me?
I'm tall enough now.
Marigold?
I can help you. Sure.
Marigold, are you okay?
Oh, Marigold, hush,
Marigold, like, trots as quickly as she can and just, like, nuzzles you. And you're, like, overlooking at your stuff. But she's just, like, still nuzzling and, like, nibbling on your ear a little bit.
I love you, too.
Ow.
It's good to see you here. Have a pet. Oh, have some beans. I give her some magical beans from my beanstalk. Oh, Marigold. Sorry, everybody. You can do things too. I am busy.
I will stand by because we do not know what is under there. I will stand by ready. So you can you remove the blanket and all
Let's take a look. What's cool. What do we see?
Hold my mace. 500 gold.
So there's 10 gold, guys.
It looks funny. It looks like so much more.
That's it. It's 500 gold, there's really? A bunch of lumpy gold underneath the blanket in the hay.
Well, I've got the bag of holding, so you know if you need to put it somewhere.
We take the gold. Lumpy,
cool.
Lumpy gold. That's
good.
It's weird that there's
good
lumpy gold.
Good job getting the lumpy gold.
It's not cursed gold, right?
I don't know.
You don't
know. Are you able to carry? Oh, yeah, we each have our own little gold sack,
we
too.
We do.
So you can, instead of using the bag of holding, you can... put it in your own little.
Yeah, we'll count this and divide it up later. Let's just let's just take it and
we
go.
We always trust what Valdine says about the mail.
Of course we do. Why would we not?
So you guys have that. You look over. The front gates are open,
and they seem deserted.
You don't see anybody.
But where did
you don't hear anybody with your guys' perception checks either.
No, but should we try and go out back way? With
no, let's back just, way? There go. Is only gates.
If
we have a donkey, cannot scale walls.
If it's clear, Boko, let's just go.
Yeah, we got to get back to Sarah. Let her know about our little girl.
Oh, shit.
I'm not looking forward to that conversation.
Sarah? I'm at Kappa. Kappa, we gotta go tell Kappa.
It's kind of the same thing if you translate, but also there was an interesting slip of the tongue right there. Hmm. Okay. We have Marigold back and Reed laden, and I am giving her some pats and some beans, and we are ready to go.
As we get toward the actual front entrance. Yes. I want to pause. I can put perception. A hand up, hold everybody. Let's look around.
Absolutely.
Volker, take a look. See if you can see anything.
Questions I have for you all.
No.
Okay, yes.
So where are you rolling perceptions from? Where are you looking?
From the front
we all
gate.
Got to the front gate.
Like we moved over to the front gate.
Yes.
Stand in the front gate and look out.
Before the front gate,
I'm letting Valdine go ahead and peek out because I'm distracted by giving Marigold lots of loves.
And Marge is in the front with Valdine. We're seeing if there's anybody that we can see waiting. Because we didn't hear anybody, but also we want to, before we just come running out the front gate, want to make sure that we see if there's anybody there before we run into them.
Bolka, Marge, and Valdine all kind of said, let's look out front before we just charge out the front door. We all kind of
Are we also stealthy? I kind of feel like as we get close to the gate,
being stealthy-ish.
Give me stealth checks.
Okay, we're being stealthy.
Marge.
28 from Ghost, and I'm on Ghost.
Ooh.
But 16 for Marge. So Ghost is really quiet.
Doesn't matter, though, because you're covered in heavy armor.
I know.
Which I think is probably why my roll was a 1.
You were trying to make up for Marge's...
Wait a second. You rolled a 5. Do you have a negative in stealth?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because of the heavy armor.
Great.
Well, 22, but it doesn't matter.
Good job, Valdine.
So, yeah, great.
16 but I got a 25
16 and
so
28.
Stealthy.
Okay.
Okay, my gun's reloaded, by the way.
You guys come up to the front of the gate, and you're walking up, and you're kind of looking out, and you're trying to be quiet, but you're crunching through the snow, and you guys hear Marge's armor kind of cling clanging against itself, and Bulka's singing a hymn very loudly.
Bulka!
No, he's not. He's a beautiful man, and it's hard to ignore such a thing. You guys get to the front of the gate, and you look out, and you see 12 guards and an ice troll.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they're like 200 feet away. This is far enough away from the tower if it falls over.
Okay.
And about 6 of them see you guys. And they look really confused for a moment. And then they all reach for their weapons.
Ah, crap.
And we will have to figure out what's going to happen next.
Oh, come on, no.
But let us all take a moment to appreciate the main quest of this book. You have completed it. Welcome to the end of book 2. Marigold has been rescued. What's going to happen in book 3? We'll find out next time on the Dimension Door Podcast.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, we deserve
that. That's okay. Marge still has enough anger in her to take out 6 guys, so.
I was hoping you guys were going to get there. I was hoping, if they're stealthy enough and they time it right, they could get out of here. Wait a minute. Hold on.
We could.
What?
If we just.
What?
I have to go back.
Okay.
Oh, why?
Because this isn't what happens.
Oh, shit.
I forgot something very important.
Oh, if it's important, let's do it.
It's the middle of the fucking night. If they're 200 feet away, they can't see shit.
They can't see us.
Are you sure?
Unless there's a bunch of light everywhere.
Are there torches or anything lighting
the tower? There's torches, in the windows of the tower. There's not stuff, lighting.
They don't have anything in the courtyard.
Not around the courtyard.
Or their gate.
No. Nice. Maybe one or two.
Sneak out.
Elizabeth, what are you doing?
No, I'm picturing a fort at night.
You're right. The gates are going to be lit. They would have seen you guys. Okay, cut all the stuff out where I go back. The same thing is happening.
Sorry, guys.
I just felt like...
Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
I kind of just want to set them all on fire.
Thank you for listening to the Dimension Door podcast. As always, our editing and music is by Zach Kreitler, except for our bumper tracks, which are by MDK Music, and our spell effects are from Sirenscape. Make sure you check out our second show, Severed Fate, on its own podcast feed. And make sure that you are supporting us on Patreon. We have a new $10 tier, which includes an online library of content, including music tracks that Zach has written for the show, bloopers, and a sweet, sweet, sweet 20% off coupon to use at our merch store. Thank you to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose. And if you too want to be an executive producer, well, guess what? You can find that also on Patreon.